The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Mark.
Lord, to you, Lord Christ.
6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Excuse me. When I was in the sixth grade, my class spent a week at science camp. And I don't come from a camping family, so this was a rare treat. This camp was located in the mountain range between San Ynez Valley and Santa Barbara, with Lake Kachuma close by, a beautiful area. I say was located because the camp sadly was destroyed by fire a few years ago during the long California drought. It continues, however, to live on in my memory and imagination. And while I enjoyed the other activities, the best part of camp was our nightly lesson on the stars. Each night after dark, my fellow campers and I would make our way along the trail by our trusty flashlights to the highest point up the mountain we could go. And once there, we would lie on our backs, looking up at the sky, and listen to the camp guide as he pointed out the constellations and stars. It was one of the few times we were all silent. And we were mesmerized by the enormity of the night sky. So high up on the mountain, you could feel almost to reach out and touch the stars. Our imaginations filled with the eternal quality of the cosmos and how small we were in the scheme of the universe. Time stood still. I could have stayed there all night just soaking it in, but that wasn't possible. S'mores were waiting for us back at camp. And when the lesson was over, we got up, brushed ourselves off, turned our flashlights on, and walked back down the trail to our camp. I believe my joy of the season of Epiphany is an extension of my camp experience, of being in the mountains, gazing at the cosmos and the stars. It all begins with a star, an extraordinary star to mark the place and time of the birth of Jesus. A star recognized by some and not noticed at all by others. A star captivating the imagination of three men of an eastern kingdom to travel far from home to find it, and the child for whom the star shines like nothing they have ever seen before. Epiphany is the season of meeting Jesus, the light shining in the darkness. And it ends today with a mountaintop experience like no other. Epiphany is the discovery and the revelation of God through Jesus, from baptism to transfiguration. Each week of our lessons, we've discovered more and more about the identity of Jesus. Jesus born as a man into the humility of a poor family and poor community. Jesus baptized in the Jordan River by the hands of John the Baptist, and with the voice proclaiming to him, "You are my son, with whom I am well pleased." Jesus who teaches and preaches in the synagogue in a new way. Jesus who calls fishermen along the Sea of Galilee to follow him. Jesus whose divine gift to heal by just his voice and touch attracts large crowds of suffering and marginalized people, all hoping to finally be made whole. Jesus who goes up the mountain to pray and returns ready to press on with his ministry. And Jesus who goes from crowd to crowd, village to village, with the good news. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe. And today's lesson is a culmination of sorts for the whole of the Epiphany season. Jesus once again goes up the mountain, but this time he's not alone. He takes Peter, James, and John with him. And the Gospel of Mark doesn't give us any details of their response to his invitation, but I'm certain they had no idea what was coming. They just went together, the four of them climbing and climbing as high as they could go. Perhaps they thought they would finally find out what it is Jesus does when he disappears and goes up that mountain alone. Well, this time is different, very different. Peter, James, and John are witness to Jesus revealed as Son of God and as a fulfillment of the old and new covenants. They see Jesus transfigured before them in dazzling white clothes and talking with Moses and Elijah. Moses and Elijah sent from God to this mountain for this moment. Jesus and Moses and Elijah, all three standing together, talking together, filling the sky with their radiant light. Now, Mark feels the need to tell us that when Peter speaks to Jesus about building dwellings for them all, that he is terrified and doesn't know what he's saying. And while this may be the case, Peter's affirmed and what he knows to be true. You see, just 6 days before, as Jesus and the disciples are walking to the next town on their travels, Jesus asks them, "Who do you say I am?" In a moment of inspiration, Peter answers clearly and confidently, "You are the Messiah." As they travel on, Jesus goes on to tell the disciples that he will suffer at the hands of the authorities. He'll be tortured, killed, and after 3 days will rise again. But Peter has no room in his imagination for the Messiah to die this way and takes Jesus aside to tell him so. Jesus calls Peter out as being like Satan and chastises him for thinking of worldly things over things heavenly. And Peter thought he had it all figured out. And now that Peter sees Jesus together with Moses and Elijah, he wants to hang on to this moment, build those dwellings, mark the place and time of this sacred event. Whether he knows it or not, or wants it or not, things will be changing. Then the sky fills with clouds, and the voice fills the air. "This is my son, my beloved. Listen to him." Unlike at Jesus' baptism, they all heard the voice this time, in the present tense, the here and now. If there was any wondering in their hearts and minds, it was surely gone. Jesus is the Messiah. When they come to their senses and look around, they are alone with Jesus. Again, just the four of them. And yet, it's not the same. They're not the same. And they start their descent down the mountain. And Jesus holds them to secrecy about what they have seen until after he is risen from the dead. As they walk down the mountain, their minds are filled with awe and wonder of what they have just been witness to. And according to the next verse in our gospel reading, Peter, James, and John are confused. What does Jesus mean when he says risen from the dead? And to complicate it further, they can't tell the others. That won't be easy. The glory of Jesus' transfiguration, the fullness of his identity, stays on the mountain for now. Epiphany is the season of going up the mountain, if you will, climbing steadily to the revelation of Jesus, Son of God. But as people of worldly things, what comes up must go down. Peter, James, and John cannot stay on the mountain. They're expected to be back to rejoin the disciples and their lives. This is not so with the divine. God did not have to send Jesus back down the mountain. God could have easily taken him up in a whirlwind, just like we hear of Elijah in our Old Testament reading this morning. God could have given Jesus death and a secret burial, as he did with Moses. God did neither. The Epiphany gift to us is that Jesus came back down the mountain. He comes with clear sight of his ministry to us and for us. He comes to be with us again. I pray that we enter into this next season, the season of Lent, the season of repentance, darkness, and suffering, holding in our imaginations the light that shines in the darkness and the sight of Jesus walking down the mountain towards us. God is with us. Amen.